Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
J2.
What's going on, Big Mouth? I'm doing great, man. We got a great show today, man. Just loving it. And before we move on, let me go ahead and say the disclaimer. The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. These views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Block Talk Radio or any other entity. And That's What's Up.
Okay, I keep telling y'all we broke.
Now, come on now. We ain't got no time to be sued by nobody or
okay,
suing
for
nobody.
For real. Can't get blood from a turnip. Oh, man. J2, this week has just been a wonderful week.
Okay.
We had our breakfast chat with Dante yesterday. That was extremely well. I was shocked about that. Well, you know me, I always have some kind of technical difficulty. But overall, it went well.
Did a good job. You know what I mean? It was just like I met him on the block yesterday.
Okay, he's good people.
Dante the Great. Yeah, but I heard you have some good news, man. What? Come on. Tell me something.
Oh, don't put me on the spot, but okay. About an hour ago, I get a call from Loyola University here in Chicago letting me know, and it's just the first step. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that I have to go through, but it's the beginning steps that I qualify to begin testing to get on their kidney transplant list. I am ecstatic.
We definitely need to get that drop right there.
Say it again.
We definitely need to get the wah-wah-wah.
That's something I have to look into.
Do.
You know me. I'm always looking into shit. And then there was this gentleman that I really liked him. He's real suave. Let me tell you real quick and how I met him. That club was in Dallas. That same club that we did our interview when we did, you know, Mr. Man and his friend, if you understand what I'm saying, down there in Detroit, right over there by the 7-Eleven. I just happened to go out that night. He walked up to me in the club and stands in front of my face. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this dude, you know? And he just stood there. And I kind of played him off. I spoke to everybody around him. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me how my evening was going. And I was like, fine. And he says, well, I'm going to get a drink. I said, okay. So he went over to the bar. So my girlfriends are like, what is up with you and classy-ass rich men? And I'm like, classy-ass rich men? They were like, his shoes alone is everywhere what my car is. So I was like, I hadn't paid any attention to it. Well, then I looked at it. Everything he had on was custom-made Ralph Lauren. You used to go to that Ralph Lauren store over there in Highland Park. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, make a long story short, he found me then, and he found me again yesterday. We had lost.
Okay. It's a love connection.
But we had lost communication when I got sick. For those of you that don't know, I went to the hospital under a coma 3 months, you know. Anyways, we lost touch with each other because my phone number changed, and then his phone number had changed. Well, yesterday, I happened to be on Messenger, and I got this message, and I was like, Tucci, is that you? So, crazy people kind of stalk on Messenger. So trying to make sure that was really him, I asked the question back saying, okay, are you Greek? And he came back with the answer that I wanted to hear. He said, yes, man, no other than Mr. Kappa Alpha Psi himself. I said, oh, no.
Oh, what? Okay, brother.
Yeah, it's him. He found me again. And he's not on
Facebook. You know what? That's the universe. That's fate. That is fate. That's right on time when all the good news is coming together. You know, when so many things are going wrong right now. You know, you need a little bit of love.
Right.
Just a little bit.
I'll put it this way: him contacting me made my day yesterday. It really did. It made me feel good. The fact that he. Went to the avenues that he went through to find me because he's not on Facebook. He just happened to have Messenger because there was a group text, I guess, he had to be involved in. So that's why he had pulled up, joined Messenger. And he was like, well, let me see if I can find her on here. And find me he did. He done found me. So that's
I found
why. I really like this guy. He, you know, I like his style. He's just suave. He's just smooth.
Charisma, the pizzazz. You know,
Oh, shut up.
That's what's up. I like to hear that, man. Thank you.
I mean, it's a friend that I'm glad to have back in my life.
Right.
How about that?
Right. And it's nothing better than just, you know, somebody you can have in your life that's been a long time friend. I have a handful of friends that I know, and it's just good to hear somebody that know you, you know?
Yeah. Jason, before I forget real quick, you know what we need to do? We need to thank everybody for joining us.
Oh, we need to show some love. Let's show some love. What we got? Let's go ahead and go through our roster. What we got?
Well, we know we got to shout out Blog Talk Radio first and foremost.
Blog Talk Radio.
Without them, we wouldn't be on this air.
To give people happy.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, shout outs to Australia.
Australia.
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Peru.
Peru.
China.
China.
Canada.
Canada.
Africa.
Africa.
South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, you said Africa. It's South Africa. We got to make that clear.
South Africa.
Yeah. Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Tanzania.
Tanzania.
Uganda.
Uganda.
Kenya.
Kenya.
Argentina.
Argentina.
India.
India.
Romania.
Romania.
Our folks out there in the UK, boy, I got something to talk about them when we talk later on.
UK.
Our folks out there in the UK.
Okay, UK.
Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Finland.
Finland.
Croatia.
Croatia.
You're killing me with these accents here, buddy. Did I, did I say the U.S.? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, the U.S. of A. Okay, A.
U.S.A. So thanks, everybody, for joining us today.
We really thank y'all, man. We appreciate
so
y'all listening. We appreciate it.
I think before we really get started, let's go and do a commercial. Do a commercial,
okay.
and then
we'll
come back.
Back
really
and then I have some other things to say about our
right?
sponsors. And then I have something to say about our sponsors and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, you go ahead with that. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to Be Original, okay? Be Original. It's a lifestyle. You can go ahead and see them on Facebook, www.facebook.com, B-O-R-G-N-L, Dallas, okay? Be Original. That's where you can find them at. Look them up right now. Be Original, B-U. It's a lifestyle, y'all. You know, it's a lifestyle.
Okay.
Live up to your full potential.
All right, hey. Be Original. Hey, Bri. All right. So on that note, I'm going to break to a commercial real quick, and then I'm going to come back, okay? So quiet as it's
let's
kept,
get it.
J2.
That's what's up.
That's my
let's get it.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. That's Monique Shaw. And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, Lady Barber?
Big ups to Ebony Barbershop and Kodak Hustle, who I'm looking forward to next week. But this week, tonight, Josh, what we got going on?
This week, tonight, what we got going on? We talking about this week, man? Look, there's a lot of stuff that's going on.
What we got going on tonight? Didn't we have breakfast yesterday?
Tonight,
what we got going on
right
today?
Now? What we got going on right now, we have the one and only Dante the Great on the show. This is pre-recorded, so if you guys want to chime in, you can give us a call. What's the number called? A big mouth.
The number here is 563-999-3477.
563-999-3477. Call in at the end of the pre-recorded interview. Call in, chime in. Let us know what y'all think. Come on, join in on the conversation with us, okay?
I'm excited. You excited?
I'm excited. Oh man, that's a brother from another mother right there.
Okay, for real. That's my twin. That's my twin.
We got some juice, man. We just got some juice, man. We ain't trying to start nothing, man. Like I told you, these are just views and opinions of J2 and Big Mouth now.
I'm telling you, I am broke, y'all.
It's just for entertainment purposes.
I'm trying to save my money to go to homecoming.
You know what I mean?
Anyway,
I need some of that, too.
Okay, on a sad note, J2, before we get started, we have to... We lost somebody last night.
Okay.
The rapper Coolio has passed away at age 59. He He apparently, I think he had a heart attack at somebody's house, so we lost Coolio.
We lost Coolio, you know, and I know the lifestyle in L.A. and all of that, but, you know, hey, y'all, let's go on and say R.I.P. to Coolio. He gave us a lot of good music, a lot of good movies, too. You know, he was in a couple of big movies. And,
him and his crazy ass hair. He will be missed. So
yeah, he will
I just
be
want
missed.
To make sure
that's
that we, you know, said something in honor of him. You know?
Yeah, we need to play, you know, because we just, you know, the most our lives, living in a gangster's paradise. We've
okay,
been the most our lives, living in a gangster's paradise.
All right.
Yeah, y'all, I can see the whole song.
Miss Rihanna is going to be hosting the Super Bowl, the 2023 Super Bowl.
Wait a minute, hold on. You said Rihanna is going to be hosting the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes, sir, Miss the Queen herself.
Okay, now there was a complication, right? You told me about that. What there was a complication?
Well,
why did she do it?
Back in that
okay,
Colin Kaepernick era when he put the knee down, she declined
Kaepernick.
To do the Super Bowl because of that, in support of him. So that's a big to-do with her doing
okay.
the Super Bowl in 2023 because she's been
okay.
approached to do it before, but she turned it down for that reason.
She's been a pro-activist with Kaepernick's movement.
Huh?
She was being a pro-activist with Kaepernick's movement.
Yeah. I ain't mad at the sister.
Yeah, so man, big up Rihanna. Hey, I know you're going to do good. You always put on a good show, basically,
okay.
man. And, you know, that we just love it's time for, you know, Black Power to stand up. It's not we're not talking about racial events, but it's just time for us to band together. They say we can't band together. Well, let's show them different in 2022, 2023, 2024, and move forward.
Okay. Yeah, you're right about that, though. Do you watch, I think that, what is that movie with, well, anyways, James Earl Jones has retired his voice from being Darth Vader. Isn't that Star Wars?
Luke.
I think that's Star Wars.
Well,
he's no longer, going
yeah.
to be the voice of Darth Vader.
Oh,
aww.
Man, nobody else can do the voice like James Earl Jones. Come on, who else going to do James Earl Jones? I know I got to be a voice. I can't do like James Earl Jones do, though.
Ooh, you know what? He got that kind of voice that makes you just melt out your pantalones.
Hey, I don't know about melting it. At the pantalones.
The pantalones. You know what?
Like
James.
Oh, was
like
your James. Dustin.
Who had it? What's his name? The big guy. The fluffy big guy. I can't think of it. You know I have problems with thinking. Barry White. That was
Barry
another
White.
Barry
White.
Ooh. All you had to do was put some Barry White music on, and the pantalones came off.
Yeah, that's
and
all you need, a little Barry White, a little
that.
Wine.
Okay,
little
yeah,
wine. No, not a room. Don't do the Bill Cosby.
Open your mouth. I think Kanye's getting back with Kim. Or I shouldn't call her Kim. With Kim. I think he's getting back with her. I hope not.
Yeah, just go and take that.
Okay. J2.
Turn off the light.
Are you over this thing? You are so silly. I'm talking about Kanye getting back with Skim. You talking about turn off the lights. And that's
I was still stuck on Barry. When you said Barry, you know, you got to give Barry respect now.
Oh, I do.
But Kanye got back with Kim. Oh, what is going on here? What kind of juju gibberish going on
know.
Here?
I don't know. I really don't know because for a minute there, you know, they wasn't together, and she was with that guy from Saturday Night Live, and then he was going on the internet bullying and harassing them and shit. So I don't know. I really don't know. I remember Ray J just couple of weeks ago was going at it because he was saying, you know, that the mama knew all along that it was a deal that they had done, all of them, to get paid to do that, to publish that movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Which one are you talking about? The Ray J? We're talking about which movie?
The Ray J movie. That's the best way I can put it.
That footage.
Yeah, the one where him and I keep calling
when
her
Kim and Ray J was doing it.
Instead of, you know. Well, yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, all the women look differently at Ray J. I look differently at Kim. I was like, okay, we're getting it.
Well, she didn't look like. I'm a shut up. Cause
this is entertainment purposes only.
I'm not a movie watcher like that type of movie, but
right.
I don't have
those
a problem looking at it. I don't have a problem looking at stuff like that, but I just didn't see all the endurance and the work. You got to understand, cause I put in my work. I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
I didn't see the work being put in that show. I don't know. I'll shut up, but that's just me. My name is Bennett.
Okay.
And I'm
I got some news, though.
What you got?
Okay. You know what happened in Colorado this week?
No, what happened?
Okay. You know the cops stopped a woman, stopped they cop car on the train tracks. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think after this. They stopped the car on the train tracks, stopped and arrested a 20-year-old your girl. She's, of course, of Hispanic descent. And they left her in the car. Now, when you see the video, when they left her in the car, you can hear the train coming and everything. Why didn't they move that car? It seemed like they planned it to be like that. Like, okay, this lady is grabbed. But she lives.
They left her in the squad car and the train came?
In the car, hearing the train coming and did not move the car.
Oh.
Put him back
to
another truck. Oh my God. Okay, so she's had a couple of broken ribs. She, of course, some of her spine is fucked up, excuse my language. Of course, head damages and stuff like that, but she survived. Oh, you know, she's going to go to the furthest extent of the law.
She's going to own the state of Colorado. After
the state
that,
of Colorado. I don't know what Hoboken sound that
is. Tell her to go back to Mexico. Go back home. No, I own this. This is my home.
Right.
What the hell?
Yes, and it was so they don't even want to talk about it no more. Because wait a minute, it seems like, okay, are you a criminal? You really tying a lady up on the train track? Basically, you tying a lady up on a train track and you just left it there so the train could come. You heard
you
the train copper.
Those old black and white movies from like the 30s and 40s where the villain used to wrap the lady up on the railroad track.
Dun, 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 and then just left her on the track like, wait a minute, are you the criminal or are you the cop? Come on, y'all, we need to talk about this because that is going around everywhere, not just African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans or Asian-Americans. We talking about this
people
is going too far,
of color.
Man.
That's all you got to say. You don't have to even color.
You know what? Even white people are people of color because you're not white. You're Caucasian. You're still people of color, but why to the other races? Why? Because you're in power and you got that badge on you now. You feel like you can do anything you want to.
Wow.
And you're killing the races off. And we're not going to get into that because I'm just going to get upset.
Okay. So, you know what, Day 2?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do a commercial real quick and get ready because I want to play this pre-recorded. Dante had some things he had to do today. You know, the light show is going on tonight and some other things he had to host out there in the Natty. So it was great that we had a little breakfast thing with him yesterday. Did you wipe your eyes off? Did you wipe your eyes out before you came on there?
Huh?
Or did you have crusty eyes yesterday?
No, I did not.
No.
I was up and ready. I told you. I was up and ready. I did exactly what you did. I had my little old tea and, you know, got a little levitations on me. I was ready and rock and rolling.
Yep. Well, they call me Yuck Mouth because I don't brush. All right. On that note...
Wait a minute, did you get up and just have Yuck Mouth on the phone? Hold on, let me get up right now.
Okay. No, you know I have been up.
All right,
but then, we will be right back because I'm so excited about this whole evening. All right?
And that's what's up.
That's what's up. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat? Have become friends, it's been about, 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah,
and
wow.
We met through once was a mutual friend to both of us, but still is a great person in our business wise to me.
So,
I had to say that. I'm just really astonished right now that I'm speaking with you. It's early in the morning for me, and I've had my cup of coffee, and I levitated right before we got on here. So
that's what I'm doing the same.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm out of the game, man. Where else? Just give me the light.
From the left hand side. So, geez, Dante, you've done, like, so much. It's been going on since, what, 1994?
Yes, ma'am.
You came onto the scene, right?
Yes, ma'am. In 1994, we started our group, Mood, and Mood consists of me, Main Flow, and Jason. And around 95, we wound up meeting High Tech, and we started implementing High Tech's production into what we were doing, and we wound up doing a song called Hustle on the Side that we wound up pressing up our own vinyl, CDs, tapes, you know it's OG because we're going back to actual tangible things you can hold. When it's
right.
Right.
The non-answers.
Yeah, and so we tried that and, doing our own posters and marketing and PR for ourselves, and we wound up finding our way up to New York City where we wound up signing a record deal, our first major record deal with a major indie for any artist out of Cincinnati at that point in time with TBT. Shout out to my man Chappie who signed us. But we wound up going up to TBT and taking all of our product there. We eliminated most of the process of what they would have had to done to have signed us and put our music out by being independent and coming as prepared as we possibly could.
Right. I love it.
Love it, man. Straight from the mud, baby.
Stay mm-hmm. too. You got a little something with you, just a little something, no plug. But I'm sure you can relate to Dante very well with a lot of stuff.
Most doubt.
So, Dante, how do you feel, there's so many questions in my mind. Y'all know I'm a little loopy-loopy. But how did you, out of three albums that you have, and I was going to ask mm-hmm. about working with different people, out of the three albums that you have, Tay Dolla, mm-hmm. Mood, The Doom.
Mood.
Space Invaders.
Yeah. So Mood is my original group that I came into the game with. Space Invaders is a group that I will wind up making up with my partner Speed Walton, a.k.a. Bugs the Rocker. Shout out to Bugs. We wind up joining and making that group off of him being a younger artist and in touch with the younger generation and me being an OG. Being in touch with the OG generation, and we just, formed together to bring those two generations together and bridge that gap. And the Take Dub project is one of my solo projects. So I have those two groups, and I'm a solo artist. So, and then I also have another group that I was a part of called the Famous Mr. Nobodies, and I haven't put out much music from that group, but we got about three albums of music that never released, so I'm eventually going to release that and let the public get a little whiz of that so they can give me some feedback and tell me how they like that, because that was actually one of my favorite groups that I worked with.
Well, you better let me be one of the first ones that get it so I can see if my people like it too.
Yes, ma'am. You already know.
Okay.
But
I'm going to need some paraphernalia, CD, and the 9-inch vinyl too so I can do some scratching.
I definitely
So, Dante, you've worked with all kinds of people. High Tech, Talib Kweli, mm-hmm. Nico Iz, out of Brazil,
ma'am.
K Valentine.
Yes.
Those are great people, man. You ain't playing.
No, I never been playing. And, you know, actually, I've worked with so many people over the years that like the people you just named, for the most part, like Nico is and K Valentine, I wound up working with them because when I did the Tay Dilla project, I was also doing the Space Invaders project. So I met Nico and K Valentine through Quali, and we were scheduled to release those projects on Japoti Media, but you know, we wound up having a falling out with Quali, so that never happened, and I wound up moving on with those projects independently on my own.
Wow.
I like them. I really like them. There's like no one favorite, but I have listened to them, all of them right now, about, maybe 50 million times. I just keep playing it, replaying it, playing it again, playing it again. I love it. Without treading on thin ice, I'm going to be polite about stuff. how are things with you with other people? We'll leave it at that.
I mean, honestly, like, you don't have to hide it. You don't have to, it's public. It's in the public domain. Like, I don't really fuck with Quali no more. They don't fuck with me. We had a situation here in Cincinnati. Actually, right after I wound up meeting you, Carly. I'm Carly.
That's okay.
Right after I met you on that tour, we wound up going out west and finishing that tour up. And so Quali and Speed wound up putting a concert together here in Cincinnati. That I wasn't involved in. I didn't have anything to do with it. I wasn't performing. I wasn't on the bill. I wasn't paid. I wasn't doing PR or anything. Matter of fact, I had torn my Achilles while we was on tour.
So wow.
And they wound up putting this stuff together. I wound up coming home for a few days, and I missed a few dates. And they wound up putting this thing together while I was gone. So we put a show together here in Cincinnati. Well, they put the show together here in Cincinnati. It would have been Quali, Mos Def, Erykah Badu, Speed, and Reflection Eternal. But Mos Def had his own set. Reflection Eternal was doing their own set. Speed was doing his own set, and Erykah was doing her own set. So those was the four main acts. And I wasn't going to be able to perform because of my ankle regardless. But I wound up coming home after the tour, and I went to Cuba and, you know, just for some R&R with Wifey. And when I got back, Quali and the promoter was beefing, like, really hard. You know what I mean? Like, and I got back the day of the show. So when I got back, they was beefing really hard. I tried to play mediator between him and the promoter, which I don't really know the promoter, but he's from my city, and you know, me being neutral in the whole thing, I tried to be the mediator and get everything, you know, try to make sure everything stick together and not fell apart. And so, you know, Quali and the promoter was beefing when I got back, and talking back and forth between Quali and Donna and just trying to come to some kind of resolutions. And eventually, you know, Quali wound up coming to the show, and, you know, things just fell apart, you know. And from the beginning, the way they set it up, Quali came in here and did basically set up the show on a handshake with the promoter. They didn't do any kind of contract.
Well, no paperwork, nothing tangible, like you said.
Yeah, it was nothing tangible between the two. But you know, what happened was they wound up start beefing over some personal issues with Quali and his girl and the promoter, because Quali had his girl reaching out to the promoter, basically doing business with her. So they all wound up falling out. And, you know, mind you, they're in my city. They set this stuff up in my city, but I have nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just showing up there to support them as friends and fans or whatever. So there was $140,000.
Oh, whoa.
Being broke up.
So did y'all even talk? Y'all, I'm assuming that y'all don't talk no more, which is unfortunate.
No,
it really
no,
is. Because you're such both great people. And
right, right.
I got a wonderful vibe from you, not only because, well, come to find out, you're a Gemini.
Yes.
We're days apart, a day apart. You're the 16th, and I think I'm the 17th.
Yeah,
right?
Wow.
Right.
My
wife
is the 13th.
I know. And it's just
amazing. Wow, we got a lot of Geminis in the house. I'm the only Taurus.
Okay. You SOL. Anyway, but I'm just saying it hurts me a little bit that it's unfortunate that the two of you are no longer. But I appreciate that I was introduced to you. And that's all I'm gonna say on that. I'm gonna not trade no more on it. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Stop putting on that ice.
Either way,
you
know, y'all good with me. You feel me?
I mean,
you're testing
the
water.
I've been friends with him longer than you. It is what it is. You know, he's like my little brother. And you know, obviously, man, over the years, we've had where our differences. But, you know, this particular incident, I feel like, you know, just pushed everything over the water, over the bridge because,
right.
You know,
right.
When we first came in the game, I met Kweli when we first came in the game, and I'm actually the person who introduced him to IK. And I would go to New York to pick Kweli up. I would pay for Kweli to fly. I would buy Kweli bus tickets. I would just to try to help them out, like, you know, because I believed in high tech more than anything, being from my city, but I also knew that they made a good mesh together because we featured Kweli on five of the tracks on the Doom album. You know what I'm saying? So
we got
signed first, and we featured both of them. You know, we gave High Tech did half of the production on the album, and we put Kweli on about four or five tracks, I believe. And
you know what? It's funny that you say that because in listening to the different works that I listened to, I could tell on Doom that High Tech had something to do with that.
High Tech was half of the production on there. So it was like, before there was a Black Star or before there was a Reflection Eternal, it was Move. And we used High Tech production. And Josh Sun, we use those two producers. And the funny part about that is like, when we signed our record contract, our record label wanted us to abandon them. You know what I mean? They was like,
They always seem to do that.
We had sit downs with all of the major producers in New York at the time, from Clark Kent to Rock Wilder, the Beat Miners, I still got a lot of the music that they submitted for our album, and believe it or not, a couple of the songs that we didn't use because we wound up keeping the production out of Cincinnati wound up becoming really big songs that people wouldn't probably believe. Like,
well, you know what I think is weird is the fact, I'm sorry, y'all, is the fact that you and I never met until 4 or 5 years ago, which is weird. We may have been in the same area.
We probably come across each other along the way, but what I was saying is, the beat for Biggie Smalls, I got a story to tell.
Ooh.
Okay. Tell it, brother.
that was submitted for the Move Doom album, and I actually loved that beat, and I wanted to use that beat, but we wound up keeping it Cincinnati. And then there's another beat Faith Evans used. I Love You.
I Love You.
Yeah.
That was all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those two beats were submitted for the Doom album, and had we taken them, they, you probably wouldn't know those songs. You know what I mean? But I feel like in the end, it ended up being songs that probably went to the artists who they should have been to. You know what I mean?
Right,
they
right.
But my point
was, you don't think it was a reflection of Cincinnati at the time, or the reflection of what direction you guys were going in when those songs were submitted?
Yeah, what it was is like we had a crew called Wanna Battle. Wanna Battle was our whole crew, which would have been us, Reflection Eternal, Latin None, and the Charles Cooper Quartet, a couple other people, you know, that we had as a unit, like that were tentacles of what we were doing is move, because when we came into the game, we were kind of leading the charge for us all to get on. You know what I mean? Because we kind of got the impact. And when we put out Hustle on the Side, Ralph McDaniels in New York started spending our video on Video Jukebox. And so after we got with Ralph McDaniels and we started going to all these different labels, we had offers from Capitol, Flavor Unit, you know, Quincy Stevens label, Jive, and TVT.
Mm-hmm.
And TVT was really the only label that was allowing us to keep going in the direction that we wanted to go in. Everybody else kind of wanted to remake us into something, or their vision of what we should be as a group. You know what I mean? Like, Flavor Unit was kind of like on some, you know, they wanted like some new Naughty by Nature types, and we like, nah, that's not us. We're not commercial.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you, who, you know, do people or labels kind of compare your sound with?
Well,
your sound, the group sound?
I think this, when we first came out, you couldn't really compare us to anybody. Like that, and that was a big problem,
right,
because we was from Cincinnati, and nobody knew that Cincinnati even really had rappers at the time. So when we signed with the label, you know, they were kind of at a crossroads with how to promote us, because the label at the time only had New York artists on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There weren't any outside artists from outside of New York really being signed to any major labels at that time. And I give Chappie his credit for that. He was the visionary who had enough vision to sign artists from outside of Cincinnati to a major label. And out of New York to a major label, and he really gave us our big chance. And so they allowed us to stay on the path that we were on and create the type of music that we wanted. And the reason why our group was called Mood is because we really didn't want to get boxed into making a certain type of music. It was Mood. You know what I mean? Whatever mood we was
right.
in. What was,
definitely you know, understand that.
We wanted the freedom to create that. You know what I mean? So I think once we signed, we got a lot of comparisons to Outkast and Goody Mob.
Okay.
Okay.
And that was in the early years.
I see that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Especially Goody Mob. Me and CeeLo both kind of got, like, unique voices. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not that we sound alike, but we just sound like ourselves. That's the best way I could put it.
Yeah.
And I don't...
That's a given. I don't like comparing, but I just was wondering, what do people... besides myself, see your sounding like or seeming like? Not an insult to you or in any way form, but I was just wondering.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the ear of the listener. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Right.
Who you ask and who and what they listen to. You know what I mean? But I thought we were pretty original. Main Flow had his own style. You know, he was doing
right.
A lot of double syllable rapping and stuff like that that people weren't doing at the time. I kind of give him credit for making it up. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So, okay. Out of night, I'm going to flip to your activist side.
Okay. Come on with it. Let's get into
that. So, what are you doing out that way in the Natty or worldwide as far as, you know, activism is associated with it?
I'm always active and, you know, as far as dealing with the community and, you know, fighting against police brutality and things like that throughout our neighborhood. About 4 or 5 years ago, one of my good friends, Sam DuBose, was shot and killed here in Cincinnati by the police.
That sounds like my cousin.
Yeah, he was killed by the police. And it was they made a big deal about it. And since in the early 2000s, back when Amadou Diallo was shot and all of these other young African-American men were getting killed by the police, Timothy Thomas here in Cincinnati, like, we started making music and becoming activists for our community against our people being targeted and killed. And, you know, that's been kind of like the format of what I've been fighting against and fighting for is justice for our people, for us to be treated equally and getting justice distributed equally across the board, whether it's for us or whether it's against those who commit crimes against us, you know what I mean? So, like,
yeah. I have a regular person that comes on our show, his dad was a reverend, but his name is Jacob Blake Sr. His son is Jacob Blake Jr., and it was about 2 years ago. It was on the news. Remember the shooting in Wisconsin when the boy got into the car and the police ran around and shot him?
Yes.
That's Jacob Blake, and Jacob Blake Sr., and he comes on here a lot and speaks with us about what's been going on. He was just in, I think, California for something. He was posting something. He was somewhere. He's always somewhere. So I get that, and I believe in that. My parents were activists when I was younger. My father was one of the ones, along with my godfather, were bodyguards for Martin Luther King here when he was in Chicago. Remember when they burned up downtown?
Yeah.
Well, my dad and my godfather were bodyguards for Reverend King. So activism is embedded or innated in me, and it's something that I work towards and work for all the time. And
my family as well. My one of my distant cousins' names is her name is
Emma. We all have those moments, trust me.
Her name is Emma Fleming, though. She comes from South Carolina, right? And believe it or not, she had a lawsuit against the transit system in South Carolina before Rosa Parks did, because she refused to get up before Rosa Parks did.
Oh, wow.
And
they don't tell you about that.
Yeah, and they actually used her case in Rosa Parks' defense as part of Rosa Parks' defense to help her win her case.
Wow.
Her name is Sarah Mae Fleming, and they actually have, like, when you go to trial.
Yeah, that's not in any history books.
Yeah. So when you go to Charleston and stuff like that, they got the little bus route thing. They show you the bus route that she was on, and they got little monuments and stuff like that to her. So, like, activism has always been in my family, you know, on both sides of my family, but mainly on the Fleming side. You know, I have my third great-grandfather and my fourth great-grandfather, there's a story written about them. They were liquor runners during Prohibition. And in 1876, the FBI came to Oglethorpe, where they came from, and they were trying to, you know, shut down the distilleries and stuff like that. And they were arresting a whole bunch of them and taking them to the FBI headquarters in Atlanta. And they were white and black people. And this was just 10 years after slavery. And the whole community wound up going up to Atlanta and pretty much forcing them to let them go.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, things are crazy nowadays. It's getting crazier, as my grandmother would say. It's just out of hand. I don't know if in my lifetime I will see it change. And I don't really think it changes much. Well, it may change, but it continues on. Like year after year, like my parents' generation, my grandparents' generation, it just seems to be repeating itself.
Generations outward. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
I mean, there's things to be expected, but, you know, it seems like it's a slow grind uphill. It's an uphill battle.
That's true, but I also believe that's the misconception of change and why we, like, don't really get to see it a lot, because what they wind up doing is, like, you fight for one thing, and they change the topic and give you something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, well, change takes time. No, it don't. Change is, like y'all wrote into the laws, racism in 1681, and y'all made it illegal for anybody besides white men to have sex with anybody they wanted. It was that simple. Once y'all made it illegal that year, they started locking people up. They locked up women who had children with Indian natives. They locked up women who had children with blacks. And not only that, their children were, and the wives themselves were put into perpetual slavery. So, and that's a law that's still on the books.
Right.
So, things like that, like, they wrote these laws into existence, and then when it comes down time to change it, they're like, well, change takes time. No,
it didn't take time to put it on the books.
Right.
You put it on the books, that's enough you put it on a pen. Well, then put this shit down on a pen.
You feel me?
Wow.
Like, so it's like, and it's like everything, but like, you'll tell us, like, we debate things like reparations, and then, well, we need to have a group on reparations, and then, y'all just sent $1 trillion to Ukraine.
Where I am out here in Illinois, and it's been this big thing about the reparations that they're supposed to be giving the people, which has, to me, I hate to say it, is a bunch of BS. I'm trying to be good. A bunch of BS to me. How they did reparations, just give me my money. Don't tell me what I'm going to do with the money. Don't tell me I've got to use it by so much certain time. Don't put those restrictions. Just give me my money. Plain and simple.
We're the only people that didn't get reparations. The Japanese got their reparations. Chinese got their reparations. You know what I'm saying? They killed off all the Indians, so they can't get no reparations. I'm Blackfoot Indian myself.
I'm going to tell you why that is from my perspective.
Okay.
A lot of, like, first off, the Pan-Africanism, right? Like, we have Pan-Africanism, mm-hmm. which we know we all are related to Africans in some type, way, shape,
exactly.
or form, right? However, Africa is not a country. Africa is not, it's a pronoun, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you can go to government. Like you said, you were Blackfoot Indian, right? A Blackfoot Indian is a tribe of people who come from this land, who can identify who they are, their descent, and where they come from. They cut us off saying, well, you're African American. You can't be African and American. You feel me? America and American is a nationality. Now, a lot of our ancestors were already here. Whether that was, you want to look at that and call them native, whether you want to say some of our ancestors took boats across Western Africa, some of our ancestors came across the Beringian Strait, whatever it may be. Like some
of course. Yeah, we know.
And I have the Moors, I'm definitely have the Moors descent on my father's side. We descend from the Philly
Islands.
Come on,
with more.
Okay.
I've done DNA. You know, I'm really into genealogy and DNA. That's like my second up behind music at this point. But what I found out from doing my own research on me and my own family is a lot of us were natives here And the fact that we don't know where we came from pre-1870 is why you're not getting any reparations, because they have you listed as pronouns and they have you listed as things that you can number, numbers and stuff like that. And then you have the Mongolian natives who in time turned their backs on the black natives, and they inherited all of the land. And, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I would advise anybody who's listening to this to actually delve into your own ancestry and figure out what you can find out about your family, because you may be shocked to find out where you actually come from.
Okay.
Right.
Real talk.
Right.
So, Dante, what you got going on? You, this, in the future, this week, don't you got something this week?
Of course. We're about to announce that Moo's going to be performing here in Cincinnati. We're doing a reunion show on October the 13th. We have a big thing down here in Cincinnati called Blink, where they do these really huge light shows all over downtown Cincinnati, and they highlight the art. Artistry of the city and light it up with different types of spectacular lighting shows that project images onto the walls and into buildings.
Oh,
and
nice.
They're
going to honor our album, our 25th year anniversary this year, the Doom album, and we're going to be performing.
Well,
that's
going to be crazy, man.
I want to see the video.
You definitely will. I have a solo album that I just finished called Dante's Divine Comedy. It's three parts. It's going to be three albums, actually. I got the first album done, and I'm halfway into the second album. And I have a project called The Gilded Age that I'm with Main Flow and DJ Oh No from out in California, that we're about to get ready to release a new mood project as well. So I've just been busy.
Nice.
Wow, you're putting in some work, bro. Putting in some work.
Okay.
Always.
He's the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
Okay.
And so Dante, if anybody wanted to reach you or maybe go find out your music and stuff, where would they go? How can I reach you? Or how can I touch you a little bit?
Yeah.
Find me on media at Dante the Great. That's DONTETHEGR8. That's great with an 8, not an EAT. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can look me up under Dante from Mood if you can't find Dante the Great. But mostly my social media is under Dante the Great. That's GR8, not GRET. And you can find me.
Great, you are.
Not an EAT. All
right. Dante, I want to thank you.
I appreciate it.
For taking the time this morning.
Man,
I'm glad
to talk to my man, Dante the Great, y'all.
Yay.
No doubt.
Hey, J2, did you bring your iPhone out yet? On that note.
Look, next time you guys get ready to do it, let's try to do a video, and, you know, we can see each other's faces and have a more clarified video of what we're trying to do so people can see.
Sounds great for me.
Okay. Thank, and you know what? I got to thank you because, you know, this is something new for me. J2 and I used to do a TV show in Dallas. And so this behind the camera is something new. I'm learning the technology side of this. And I'm glad and thankful that you all were bearing with me because I had a little...
Well, thank you for your patience, brother. Thank you.
But
you
know, that's always me. And I thank you for stepping my game up.
No doubt. And one last thing I want to say is that I, too, will at some point in this year be joining you on the podcast circuit. Me and my man Captain are going to have a show called The Secrets of the Sands, which we named after one of our songs, and we're going to be dealing with things that are sacred, esoteric, paranormal.
Okay. You speak in my language.
I want to know.
And a lot of behind the scenes things, even within the music industry, we want to deal with the things that people don't really bring coming to the surface and don't know about. So I thank you for taking the jump and being able to jump into a field that you ain't familiar with and having belief in yourself, because a lot of people don't have that belief to jump into something that they've never dealt with and start doing things that they've never done before. It takes a lot of balls and a lot of belief in yourself, and I wish y'all luck on y'all show. And if y'all ever need anything from me, just let me know, and I'll be there to support whenever you need it.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I'm here in full effect.
Man, that was really fun yesterday.
It was informative, and it was also like I said, it was just like, you know, we've been seeing each other in our city, you know, it was just an easy conversation. If it was about positive vibes, even though there were some discrepancies, you know, but hey, that's the name of the game.
Right.
You know, sometimes you have snakes and sometimes you have real people, you know? So
Right.
Well, it was a great conversation.
It was a good conversation. Once we went off the air, that was very interesting too. So, you know, it was great. I like talking to Dante.
To be continued.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like talking with Dante. Like I said, he's a fellow Gemini. My comfort level with him is very good. Like I've known him forever. You would think. I know.
You got the skills.
I know.
You got the skills.
Okay. So real quick, we're going to break to a commercial.
Okay.
And I'm going to play a little music again. And I know you say, I know. It's peaking.
What?
You said, I'm peaking.
Just on the music. So if you're going to play another track, just give it a little notchy notch now.
Okay. I have to, y'all know I'm learning how to do this stuff.
Hey,
okay.
We work. Come on now.
I'm trying.
I'm sure our fans know that, hey, these if they come to our house, they'll be like, oh, I love y'all. You know. Not supposed to in Finland.
I love you. I can't sing. I know I can't sing. And then who'd you say I sound like? That? Oh, no. You told me I sound like that because I got that singing
in my neck. You don't feel the alarm, brain.
Oh, all right. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Ow! I look fly. I look good.
Cold cut death, you're so unscaly. I go, I can alley it. Gattery line, the flow of Machiavelli. However do you want it, please rent or own it. Since you bad cash, this D on me cronin'. Go hard, I should charge your card to get on it. The bars come extra large for big moments. Ain't none bigger than this. I'm trying to close on the road and be that nigga you miss.
By no means average, you know that she's got to have it. Baby, I'm a perfect fit.
From the women that have had you. Single but I'm cautious, I'm holding the shield up. But that can change from what we develop and build up. Curves I'm adjusting, head I'm the best with. God in the flesh, getting fat, color precious. Only one a king in the box, nothing less than. Could you be the chosen one? My heart's still open, but it's frozen some. And if I sense some bullshit, I'm supposed to run. But you seem a little seasoned and I like that. Anytime I hit your line, you hit me right back. You the first one of your kind, can't fight that. Any guy that ever came before you wasn't quite that. Balance and vicious with, cool on promiscuous. Energy and chemistry's a hit, so my spirit is drawn to the depth of you. I see myself accepting you. I might let you bag it up, let me check the schedule.
Gotta bag it up. Bag it up.
Oh, yes. Day two, I've had so much fun today. What about you?
Man, it's always a lovely occasion. It's always a lovely occasion.
Okay.
Yeah, because there was a lot more juice that was to be told, but, you know, that's for another day.
I'm not judging that.
Okay.
I don't say that. I mean, you know, yes, there was. I'm not going to lie. There was a lot of juice. But out of respect for friendship on either side, I'm not touching it. I'm neutral.
That's right.
You know, I'm neutral
because
it ain't got nothing to do with me. You understand? I hope that, and I would love for the two of them to become friends again. You know, I would love to see that. Really. I mean, that was a friendship
right
that
now.
They've had for a long time. That's
right,
like 1990-something. You know what I'm saying? So that's a long time.
Yeah, you know, they mean they're going to definitely get it together. Or if not, you know, stay where they are. I mean,
the Clash of the Titans. The Clash of the Titans. Oh, you know what
you
they
know.
Do?
Release the Kraken.
You know what?
Release it.
Speaking of, I told you earlier that there was something I wanted to say about the people over there in UK. So the prince.
Okay. You got it back?
Yeah. Not the prince, but he's the king now. Apparently, the king is trying to hold over Meghan Markle's head and Harry's head, their children having the title of prince and princess.
What?
So they're yeah. You know, there's some this big. Well, you know, they had a problem with her. Well, how do I say this without saying that?
Go ahead, you know what I'm saying. You already know. Yeah.
They didn't like that it was
her being black. That's it. Just go ahead and say it. They didn't like her being black.
No, they didn't, or they don't. You know, and
And that's why the prince is out. Why he going to do that? Why the king is going
to
do that?
It's not just him. His grandmother was good to them. That I will say.
Yeah.
Even though we know her history from the past, you know, government-wise. But, but she, I'm sure she got to a certain age and whatever, whatever. Anyway. But, yeah, they, no, they're not too happy about the salt and pepper. And they're
correct.
Trying to hold over their heads that they'll give the children those titles if he does something. Either he cuts, I don't know. Whatever, I just wish, this is ugly.
That's ugly.
It is.
That's real
very ugly.
Ugly.
Yeah, so... What you got planned?
So we're not going to talk about that, you know, once again, racism still lives.
Yeah, it does, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately.
But, there are a lot of good people out there. There really are. And it's unfortunate that those people who are hateful of others have so much say-so and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not really that many. There are a lot. But in comparison to, those people seem to be polarized and more. And I don't know. It's just sad.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah. We know.
Because I was found. I was found.
Yeah. Lost and
I'm
found.
I'm looking forward to my call with my friend 2G.
Okay.
Oh, he is.
Okay, do we have to call him?
Sexy. He's just sexy, and I keep saying this in style, and he's just smooth, and I don't know. He live out there.
He's ready. He's ready for that. He's ready for that. You got your get 'em girl dress on.
Well, unfortunately. You know, I have to change my wardrobe types of things since I came
out of
coma. But don't think the come and get me dress and shoes are not going to be on.
Oh, you got to have
practice.
Those, though. You got to have
I
them.
Gotta practice.
You got to
I
have them.
Walk around my apartment. Wait, I have to walk around with my cane. Look with my cane. I do my pimp walk.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you're OG, triple OG.
Oh, Lord.
OG, triple OG, big mouth. You know what I'm saying? When they see you on the block, what's up, cuz? Yeah,
okay.
Debbie, you know what to do.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, day two, anything else you want to say before we let the folks go? It just went by
so
fast.
Oh, yes, I definitely want to say something. You know, I got to give a word of the day, man. We're talking about a lot of things and, you know, oppression, but I just want to say, hey, people, we come together, keep our heads up, things will change. You know, we believe in God and what he stands for, people that love us and all the racism and all the oppression. Hopefully we'll end sometime soon because of the way people think. They're still teaching hate. They're still teaching people how to dislike what is not original to them. So for us that are just disliked or oppressed or condemned or put in jail for just being the color of our skin, keep your head up. Keep on thriving because God is going to make a way, you know. Well, because
yes,
where there's oppression, there is a thing called freedom, okay? And freedom
all
is
right.
Not free. So I would say keep your head up. Let's keep fighting
keep
a good fight.
Up.
Let's keep walking a good walk. And we will reach the top of that mountain.
Let the people say amen.
I said amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Until next week, as the farmer would say to the potato, plant you now. I dig ya a later. And that's
all righty.
And that's what's
up. Love you.
Love you too, J2. Next week.
And that's
next time.
What's up.
what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.